Okay, good morning, everybody. So now we come to the issue of tefillin. We've circled around this issue up until now. We've dealt with davar shechem and those donu karis shigasu chatas. Tefillin isn't that, but we'll see that tefillin really does have special properties. So my goal for the day is to go through the Rambam and the critique of the Ravid, and then to get into the secondary literature, the Kesef Mishnah and the Radvaz, and the Migdal Oz a little bit, the Lechem Mishnah and the Or Sameach. So we'll try to do it, in a systematic way, because this is, really the last halach of Zaken Ma'amri before we turn to Kibbutz Avim and, Parakeh and Parakvav, and then we'll come back to Ben Sora Mora. So the Rambam says the following: Lo Savia Machlokas Ledekachar is a Pater Chutz Mitzas Tefillin Bilvad. Keitzad Horei Shemutu Lehosif Totefes Chamishis Betefillin V'Yasa Usa Chamish Totefos. Okay, we'll see what the basis of that is. First, you have to have the proper mitzvah, and then he has to want to add on to it. V'yavi chamishi v'yidbak v'chitzon, she'bayis ha'chitzon, she'enu roes ha'avir, pasul. Okay, so this bayis chitzon, which is added on, the chamishis, is now posel, because the, tefillin, this is part of the halacha l'moshe mi'sinai, has to be nireis l'chitzon. Okay, v'chiv zaken ma'amri adavar zeh halacha mipi ha'kabbalah. So the chiv zaken ma'amri in this context, that is a halacha l'moshe mi'sinai. It doesn't fit into the normal categories. The davar shechayav nazdon okaris shigas uchadas. Aval nechlu b'shar mitzvos. So this is going to lead the Ravid to a little bit of being exercised. You go in shechalak with davar de'ri lulav v'tzitzis ha'shofar zelmo pasul v'zelmer kasher v'zelmer yatzi de'chuvasa v'zelmer lo yatza. Zomer Tar, Zomer Sheni, the Tamar is a Pater Mina Misa, Vechen Kokayote Bazet, right? So there's no Chi of Misa, that could be an issue of Losasur, but when it comes to Lulav, Tetzit, Shofar, etc. So Tefillin stands out from other mitzvahs asay, which maybe shouldn't altogether surprise us. Lamantia Torah Sashem Epicha, Poshe Yisrael Begufan, Karkafta Lamanach Tefillin, etc. So if you take a look here at the Ravid's a little bit confused how the Rambam arrived at the distinctiveness of tefillin. It seems to be machlokas for Bei Rabbi Yehuda. Normally, be passing like Rabbi Yehuda, but if you're passing like Rabbi Meir, you should be consistent about it. So Amar Avram says Shiva. So that's Rabbi Meir. The Ba'ina Davish Adon Okares Vishigaso Chatas of tefillin Potter. Right? He says that tefillin isn't an issue. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shachayev tefillin. V'hu adin lulav etzitzis, right? So to sevas posel as ha'ikar, shim hosev v'lo posel, mavel b'yishahavir osam al tosev, kevan sha'asa miskayim edo chayev. But again, here the asa isn't miskayim because the bayis chamishis, right, blocks off the airspace of the, what should be the bayis hachitzon. So the Ravid is saying, mimanav shach, if it's, Reb Meir, right, it has to be davar shechayev nazdan okaris, and tefillin is out. And if it's Reb Yehuda, lulav and tzitzis and shofar are in. Mashamar b'gemara b'luav etzitzis garua ve'omed hu lo'amar k'dev l'potra olayam el shen adomos l'tfilin l'mosif gorea shafi l'kodem atosavis l'hev mem to'ala sharei tzrichin kesher ve'eged Rabbi Yoshe shamar shmua v'aru lezer talmidu sha'omar ein lan v'ala tfilin k'lomar shizaz l'ashan lo nimsa l'ab tfilin. Right, so yeah, there's this line in the Gemara that maybe it's limited to tefillin. V'im tomar b'luav etzitzis nami mishkach slash agar arba aminim v'hosef v'chamishi v'kasher chet chutin v'hosef v'atshi zeno klum. Right, it doesn't have the same impact like it would in tefillin. V'kevin shetzrich and eged v'kashim hosif achar eged l'dibrei kola eged in behen mamish. Right, because it's outside. Treish ben mishum tasa v'lo mina asar sheged mashem mitzvah. It's over. V'tzarech lahatira v'lach v'likshor. V'yesh omrim davka b'tefillin mishum d'chsiv al pi ha-Torah uchsiv lo sasar min ha-davar tzarech sheyesh am ha-davar v'lo yasar mimenu shal yifsal also b'tosefto. And maybe this is the unique part of tefillin, that only by tefillin do we have this called Mosif Goriya, Vim Haya Garua, Hare, in Sham Davar, Vilo Yim Tzal B'Tfilin. That's Rabbi Yehudin, B'Chayv Al-Ras, Mitzvah Saseh, right? So, maybe that this is a way of synchronizing the Rambam's view with Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda in concept was open to Shofar and Tzitzis and Lulav, but since you don't have this phenomenon, that it was all good, and then you added one piece, and it took down the rest, so maybe this, like by this idiosyncrasy, it's limited to tefillin. Ve'omer ani, right? So the Rabbi says the mother of Yehuda bechayav ekris savah beishen bamza dikduk shein roi ledakdik ella b'mitzvah sasei d'shayich be lo tasser min adavra lo tasa uso v'zoi mitzvah sasei. So the Rabbi says it seems to me that Rabbi Yehuda's shita, which again in principle was open to shofar and to lulav and to tzitzis, which is where he started. He says, okay, Rabbi Meir, he's the davar shechayav nozer okari shegas ochatas, and Rabbi Yehuda seems to have it more across the board. So he wants to say that my opinion is Rabbi Yehuda thinks that that chayav ekrisos is automatically subject to zaken mamre, even if it doesn't have this detail. So he comes back to this idea that Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't impose the standard on Chayavei Krisos. So Rabbi Yehuda is a little bit different than we thought. But in any event, right, the Ravid saying, I don't understand who the Rambam is passing like, because if it's Rabbi Meir, how does Tefillin become part of the discussion? If it's Rabbi Yehuda, the discussion should be broader. So God willing, what we'll take a look at tomorrow, again, through the use of the Migdalos and the Radvaz, and the Kasef Mishnah, of course, and the Lacha Mishnah, the Or Sameach, is to try to appreciate, what makes Tefillin distinctive within this framework.